Learn to enjoy the trip. Several years back, a newlywed couple decided to take a bicycle road trip for their honeymoon. They had the map all worked out and the bikes and camping gear ready. After riding for a couple of days, the young woman noticed that her good husband was going the wrong way. She stopped him and tried to show him on the map that he had veered off the course. She had always been endowed with a natural ability to read maps and knew exactly where they were. He was not so gifted and argued that she was dead wrong and insisted that they were headed the right way. Later that day, when he did discover that he had indeed taken the wrong road, he brushed it off and blamed the signs or gave some plausible reason. Again, he took the wrong road and she argued with him. He kept correcting their course, but they were not getting anywhere by its shortest route. She let him know his error. That part of the honeymoon was not very honeyed. Nothing would change his mind. He knew he was right, and if not exactly right, then he was as right as could be expected under the circumstances, and criticism was not welcome. What could she do? The young wife was not pleased with the way they were relating, and she reasoned to herself that this could become the pattern for the rest of their lives. As she brooded on the matter, it occurred to her that it was very important to him to be right and to be in charge, and it really didn't matter which road they took. They were taking this trip to be together, not to get somewhere in particular. God in His mercy and grace gave this sweet young wife a new heart. She decided to follow her husband down any road he chose, without question or second guessing. So she cheerfully began to enjoy the beautiful day and the glory of being young and in love as she continued to pedal her bike down a road that was taking them to where every marriage ought to go, even though it was not according to the map. This little lady is married to a 100% visionary man. She started her marriage right, following him wherever he led, regardless of whether she thought it was the right direction or not. She has been flexible and is enjoying her ride. Some day, when her husband is assured that he can trust her with his heart, he will let her be his navigator and still take the credit for it. The moral to this story is, the way you think determines how you will feel, and how you feel influences the way you will act. If you are married to the visionary man, learn to enjoy the trip. For if he ever does make a better light bulb, he will want you to be the one who turns it on for the first time in public. It will be your face he looks into to see the marvel of what a great thing he has done. You are his most important fan. When you know your man really needs you, you can be happy with just about anything. Over time, this type of man will become more practical. If you are a young wife married to a man whom your mama thinks is totally crazy, then you may be married to Mr. Visionary. Right now, purpose in your heart to be loyal to him and to be flexible. Then, let your dreamer dream. Lean back and enjoy the ride. It should prove interesting. The world needs the visionary man, for he is the one who seeks out hypocrisy and injustice and slays the dragons. He calls himself and those around him to a higher standard. He knows how to do nearly everything and is readily willing to advise others. In time, he will be quite accomplished in more than one thing. Visionary man will take the trash out if he remembers it, but he may also end up inventing a way whereby the trash takes itself out, or is turned into an energy source, or he may just waste a lot of time building a cart for you to take it out. He will not mind cleaning up if he notices it needs doing, but he may get so deeply involved that he decides to paint while he is sweeping, and then switch projects before he gets finished painting, and he will likely be irritated when his wife nags him about it. Visionary man will talk and talk and talk to his honey if she approves of him. He will be subjective, think about feelings, moods, and spiritual insights. One of his greatest needs will be for his wife to think objectively and use common sense, which will help keep his feet from flying too far from solid ground. He spends his life looking through a telescope or microscope, and he will be stunned that what he sees, or thinks he sees, others do not seem to notice or care about. Every small issue will become mind-consuming, and he will need his wife to casually talk about the big picture and the possible end results of relationships, finances, or help if he continues to totally focus on his present interest. His sweetheart needs to stay in a positive state of mind, yet never jump into his make-believe world, trying to be too much of a cheerleader on dead-end issues. Let him burn out on things that are not wise, but don't throw water on his fire. Let him find his own balance through bumping into hard realities. The Old Testament prophets of God must surely have been the visionary types. Remember Elijah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, and all their trials? Visionary man is an initiator and provoker. He is a point man, a trailblazer, and a voice to get things done. He will start and keep the party going until the command man gets there to lead on. Visionary man's focus is so intense that matters can easily be blown out of proportion. A wife must guard against negative conversation about people. An idle conversation by her can bring about the end of a lifelong friendship. This is true with all men, but especially so with Mr. Visionary. Search your heart and discover your motive in what you say about people. What is your intent when you speak? To build him up and give him joy, or to build up yourself and make him think that you alone are perfect? If you mention people and make them look a little bad, and yourself a little taken for granted, your husband may get the idea that friends and family are treating you unfairly, and he may become withdrawn and suspicious. You could unwittingly render your husband unteachable. If you want your husband to grow into a confident, outgoing man of God, then he needs to have a clear conscience toward his friends and family. God says a woman's conversation can win her lost husband. In the same vein, a woman's idle, negative conversation can cripple a strong man and cause him to become an angry, confrontational, divisive man. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation, coupled with fear. 1 Peter 3:1-2. Mr. Visionary needs a lady who does not take offense easily. She needs to be tough. He needs his lady to be full of life and joy. A visionary man is not equipped to be a comforter for himself or anyone else. His lady will need to learn to tuck in that quivering lip, square those shoulders, and put on that smile. Mr. Visionary can be a leader, but because he has tunnel vision, his leadership will have a more narrow focus.